Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Football Today.
So, guys, we are getting to that point of the offseason. Now, the GMs and coaches are speaking at the Combine this week. So we are very close to free agency, very close to where players get contract extensions, which the Bills extended their wide receiver earlier today. So let's talk about guys that are eligible for their contracts, and would you do it at this price? Let's start in San Francisco with the quarterback, Brock Purdy. He is expected to get approximately $50 million this year on his contract extension. Let me show you what the quarterbacks are getting right now. You got Dak at 60 average, Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence at 50, and Jordan Love at 55. So should he be more than that? Should he be right where Tua is at 53? Should he just be at 50?
I think 50 is fair. I think he's good under the current system that he plays in. Obviously, Dak is way overpaid, and you know, over time, you see the contracts seem to go up and up and up. So in year two or three or whatever, Purdy's contract won't look as bad, but I think 50 is fair.
Yeah,
it's your team.
No, I think 50 is the number that you're looking at, and I know people are going to be like, it's a lot, but once again, quarterbacks, pitchers, like, sir, the athlete's salary goes up every year. And in 3 years, you're going to be looking at 50. The same way we looked at Goff when Goff signed his extension. He was like, oh, my God, look how much money he's making. And then it wasn't.
No.
Stafford, he's making a ton. And then
Do you remember when Stafford was the highest paid athlete in the world? It won for like a
5 month
period. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it goes away. So, no, David, he does. And the reason why, if you look at his numbers, like I said, you do the blind taste test, Brock Purdy is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And there's only about 10 to 13 people who can actually do this effectively. He's one of them. So you got to pay that price to have one of those quarterbacks.
Next on the list would be Geno Smith. Now, he has a cap hit of $44.5 million coming up this season, so they're clearly going to have to lower that. Would you expect or think that what Baker Mayfield got is fair for Geno, which was 3 years, $100 million, 33 a year?
If I was a Seattle Seahawks fan, I'd go less than. Geno hasn't done anything. I mean, he's been okay. He's been all right. Has he even won a playoff game like Baker Mayfield has? I don't know. I don't think so. If my memory is correct, no, I don't think he deserves as much as Baker Mayfield.
No, Stoney, I'm with you because it boils down to how long is he going to be in the league. Baker's still fairly young enough that you can still see the prime.
Right.
I think Geno's best days are behind him.
Exactly.
So, no, I would probably go a two-year deal and really make it heavy in the first year so I can release him in the second. So, I would go maybe a two-year $60 million deal.
Yeah, a lot of that is
where maybe
up front.
Maybe I give him $50 million. And then he's only a $10 million salary dead cap hit for the next year when I release him.
He has not won a playoff game. Right. He's only started one playoff game in his career, lost to San Francisco. Let's move over to the running back position. James Cook, who was on social media saying he wants $15 million per year. Is he worth that? I mean, he's really good, but 15?
I think he's really underrated. I don't think Buffalo used him enough in the last game that they played in. But I know we'll have this discussion about Gibbs in a year. Saquon's a different story. I still believe, I'm still old school. I'm not paying running backs that much money, as good as he is. I think he's really good.
Just for reference, Saquon is at 12, Jonathan Taylor's at 14, Christian McCaffrey's at 19 per year.
Okay.
So 15 would make him number two, but still.
Give me a Saquon number. 12 is fine.
I'm not, David, just because, with running backs, the wear on the tires fades fast, Stoney. And the league is showing, you can go out and draft a good running back out of college. You look at Jenty coming out this year. There's guys who are going to be something. You look at the Ohio State running back.
Judkins?
Yeah, Junkins. Like, there's guys.
And Henderson's coming out too this year.
If you have a good system, you can plug in a running back and you can keep this thing going. There is no way in the world, David. No. No, not paying him a dime. Not that much. No.
Okay, now I'm going to go to this one. It is a position, Rico, where you say you can get others.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wide receiver.
It is wide receiver, but hear me out here. It is Ja'Marr Chase. Let me give you some numbers here because he went into last offseason, won an extension, didn't get it. He had 127 catches, career high, over 1,700 receiving yards, career high, 17 touchdowns, career high. And now he has 1 year left. And he wants to be paid like Justin Jefferson, who is getting $35 million per year.
With the cap going up, okay, I believe that Ja'Marr Chase deserves as much as Justin Jefferson. He is that freaking good. Now, will they leave any money for T. Higgins? That's a different question. But, yeah, I think Ja'Marr Chase deserves whatever he can get.
Yeah, he is one of those receivers, David, as Tony says, with the cap going up, let's be real, even if you just take an extra $10 million off of the cap each year as it goes up incrementally each season, you could cover the difference and pay this man. He's that good, and if you don't do it, somebody else will. Now, that being said, wide receiver is probably the least position that you need in order to become a Super Bowl champion. There's a lot of great wide receivers who were not Super Bowl champions. So you want to be careful because the fans like it. It's fun. You see him scoring touchdowns. But let's not break the bank. I still say the main, your money should go on the big guys, offensive and defensive line. He's good. But this is one where I would say.
No, he's great.
No, we're only doing this once.
Yeah.
You start trying to hold me hostage and you're gone.
Right.
So in good faith, I'll do it this one time. But we're not doing this every season.
Well, you brought up defensive line. Let's get to it. It is Micah Parsons. He is the elephant in the room. He wants to be the highest paid defensive player, which is at $34 million per year. That is what Nick Bosa is currently getting. Not should he get it.
Who?
Nick Bosa is currently
getting it. Who wants this?
Parsons. Micah Parsons.
Okay.
Not should he get it, because he should. Is will he get it, but will he get it in Dallas?
I'm a Micah Parsons slappy. I think I wanted the Lions to draft him, but
I mean, they got Sewell, but I'm with you. If I had to do the draft all over again, I know it's unpopular. I would take Micah Parsons over Sewell. I know you can't do
no.
Actually, I would.
I wouldn't, but still, I love. I was one of those ones who wanted them to do the Carolina trade where they would have got their draft number one. They would have had Sewell and Parsons. They wouldn't have had Goff. But that's a whole different avenue. I think Parsons, is he worth as much as Aiden's going to get? It's pretty damn close. Can you afford to have over $60 million tied up in that position?
Yes. Yes,
you have to. Because the three most important things in football are having a really good quarterback, protecting that quarterback, and getting to the other quarterback. That's it.
And here's the thing, Sony, as we keep saying, with the cap going up every year, no team in the NFL has ever gone out of business. Somehow or another, they all find a way to make it work and make it nice. Yes, he's going to get it. I don't think it's going to be with the Cowboys because I think the Cowboys, they're just in trouble. I don't even think he wants to be there anymore. So he'll get paid, David, and it may not be the initial kind. He may have to go someplace under a 2 or 3 year deal, a kind of a prove it thing, and then renegotiate and then get that top dollar. But I don't think it'll be Dallas.
So let's finish it off here with a local product. His name, safety, Kirby Joseph. No idea if he wants to be the highest paid or what he wants, but he's on this list for eligibility to get an extension. Do you extend him?
Well,
the highest paid safety right now is getting $21 a year.
I'm not paying a safety $21 million a year. He's really good, but I know if you're into stats, it doesn't add up. But if I'm paying one of those guys, I'm paying Branch more than Joseph.
Yeah, I know he gets a lot of picks, but no, he I would franchise him, maybe franchise him twice, and then after that, I just release him or trade him. I'm not giving him a long-term deal. Not for a safety.
And that is Football Today here on 97.1. The Ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D. SED.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.